Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The following is a special KMOX sports presentation. Welcome to the Strike Zone. Powered by Graybar, your source for electrical and data communication products for more than 150 years. Now, the Strike Zone on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Thursday night, KMOX Sports Open Line. That's right, the Strike Zone, talking some baseball here this hour on Sports Open Line. Greg Damon sitting in tonight for you. Hope you're having a great time just like I am on this hot, Thursday night. It's also humid out there. Hopefully you're getting a little relief in some AC and hanging around, drinking some stuff, being cool. That's what I'm saying. Hey, this hour we're going to talk a little baseball with Bob Ramsey's going to join us here in just a few minutes. And then a little bit later, we're going to talk with Cardinals beat writer Rob Raines as well, the guru when it comes to talking baseball. All sorts of great stuff going on. As I said earlier, last hour, hey, you know, the temperature's heating up. That means right here in St. Louis, that's when the bats start heating up, and you're starting to see a lot of these guys starting to hit for power. You're starting to see them hit for average. Not only on top of that, they're starting to put guys on base and drive them home. Smart base running. Nolan Gorman's play the other night, we're going to get into that a little bit later as well. And they're starting to manufacture runs, doing a little bit of the small stuff to make a winning baseball team. So, you know, a little over the quarter of the way of the season, and the Cardinals are starting to heat up. So good news for that. All across Major League Baseball, you got the Yankees trailing. The Red Sox are trailing the Yankees. Don't forget about, how about Atlanta? Wow, are they hot or what? And we're going to get into all that, of course, with Bob Ramsey, also with Rob Raines as well. Tell you what, let's go ahead and take a quick time out here. We're going to come back. We're going to get Bob Ramsey on the phone and talk a little baseball. That's right. He's the voice of Billikens, but we're going to talk some Cardinal baseball. Stick around.
Connect with KMOX on air, online. 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, KMOX.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Sports Open Line on a hot Thursday night here in the heart of Mid-America. Coming to you from KMOX tonight. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair. Hey, folks, Building the Future is sponsored by Graybar Electric, headquartered in St. Louis. It's a great place to work. And our good friend Bob Ramsey, that's right, he's the voice of the Billikens, but he's been kind enough to hang out with us here on Sports Open Line tonight. Bob, thanks for joining us on the program.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for calling. I escaped doing yard work. You're my hero.
Well, it's too hot to do yard work right there.
That's exactly right.
And too humid. So there's two excuses right there for you, Bob.
Yeah, my wife wouldn't let me get away with the hot and humid though. So,
yeah.
But you and KMOX, that was the trump card I needed, and I played the card.
All right, well, we're going to keep you on here a lot longer until it gets dark, and that way you won't have to worry about doing any yard work whatsoever. How's that?
See, that's a good teammate. That's a wingman right there.
That's right. Well, you know what? Speaking of wingman, we just had Earl Lawson Jr. on just a few minutes ago talking about the NBA Finals, so there you go.
Fantastic. And Earl and I, on separate days, went and saw the first week of Billiken practice, and of course the Billikens you hear all year long right here on KMOX, and it's pretty exciting. But like I was telling somebody earlier today, I said, hey, if you're not excited about your basketball team, no matter who you are on the first day of practice, you're in the wrong business, right?
So exactly.
Everybody should be fired up day one.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, real quick before I get into some baseball talk with you, I do have to ask you this. What do you think of the transfer portal and what happened here, you know, with Yuri Collins in this transfer portal, and now he's back. Thank goodness he's back.
Well, that was good. That would be my quote. Thank goodness he's back. The portal, you know, it's I think it's great. I mean that sincerely. Fantastic that athletes can get paid for the work that they do, for which their universities make big profits. Okay, I think it's great. I think that the NCAA, in fear of losing power with the big conferences, just let it go wide open with no governor or control over how things are going to be done, with no protocols, with no, you know, safety catches. And it's out of control now. And the funny thing is, the NCAA is probably in a worse spot than they've ever been as far as losing their power over the high-level Division I colleges.
Yeah, I agree. You know, for me, it's just like, oh, you know what? I didn't like to coach here. I didn't get as much playing time as I want. I'm just going to transfer. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to pay your dues. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And so again. But I think there's got to be some rules in place, you know, especially when you add a COVID year on and you add on prep schools. You know, guys are juniors and they're 25 years old. I mean, it's a little bit wacky right now. On the other hand, it can be good for the game if instead of after his junior year, a guy wants to go in the NBA, but he's probably not going to get drafted. And he's got to look for some other avenues, free agent, you know, to be a free agent signing. But maybe he can make a nice, you know, a pretty penny staying another year in college. And so he makes a little money and his game theoretically gets better.
Sure.
So there are a lot of benefits, too.
No, I agree 100%. Well, let's change it up a little bit, throw that change up down the middle here, talk a little Cardinal baseball. See what I did there?
I did. I liked it. And I'm swinging way out in front. You got me.
Bob Ramsey, the voice of Billikens, joins us. Huge Cardinal baseball fan. You know, Cardinals just finished up a series with the Pirates, on to Boston in one of the most iconic parks in Major League Baseball.
Fenway Park is, I've only been there one time, and I absolutely love the place. Wrigley and Fenway are just, I hope they never go away. You know, both parks have been updated and spruced up. In recent memory, last 10, 15 years, you know, when I was at Fenway, they didn't have the seats above the Green Monster. That's where I got to someday see a game from.
Right.
So
be awesome.
Fenway. Yeah. Fenway is a fabulous place. I love Wrigley Field. I know players don't like it, but I'm not a player. I don't have to go by the same standards. and I just, I'll never forget the first time I walked in and from the concourse out into the seats. That Church of Baseball look as you come through, and the green of the ivy and the brown dirt and the scoreboard. And I absolutely love those parks. You know, some of them needed to go. Old Comiskey Park was an absolute dump and rat trap. In its prime, it was probably terrific. Tiger Stadium, old Tiger Stadium, was pretty cool. But, you know, the fact that we can hang on to Wrigley and Fenway for as long as we can, I think is good for the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's one of the things that, you know, these ballparks were built into already existing ground, streets, and everything else that couldn't be moved at that time.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And now, you know, when things changed 30 years ago, beginning with Camden Yards, and you know what's funny is Comiskey, they tore down and built a new Comiskey right before everybody understood what that retro look was going to do for the game. And so Comiskey is a little bit, you know, of an eyesore, not an eyesore. That's not fair. I think the park isn't as bad as some people say, but it's not as good as the ones that immediately followed it. But you know, the game became, people started to understand what the fans want. And one of the great things about baseball is history. And whether you're talking about Busch Stadium or Coors Field, or so many of the new ones, Camden Yards, that they've recaptured some of that. And so I think it's all good.
No, I agree 100% with you, too. And you know, you do have to face it. I mean, especially teams that have, or excuse me, especially cities that have multiple teams in there that are vying for that entertainment dollar from the patron, you've got to give, you know, you got to give people what they want to come to the ballpark.
Yeah, you know, not to get too deep into old man history stuff, but you know, when Shea Stadium, I think it was Shea was first, somebody might correct me, but Shea and Oakland Coliseum and then the Astrodome and Busch Stadium and Riverfront, all those cookie cutters, multi-purpose,
right.
They say they serve neither purpose well. And so it took a long time, because you can't just tear them down again. And so it took a long time. They had to get run down. So it took a long time to get where stadiums needed to be. And now some of the good designs are getting old. Like Kansas City wants to move downtown. I've always loved Kauffman, and it's a great ballpark, but they feel like they need to move it closer into the city. And I'm sure they're going to do that really soon. So it just keeps evolving and changing. And we're really lucky that the DeWitts were able to have a focus and a vision, keep the ballpark downtown, keep it vibrant, and with a design that kind of fit what we're talking about.
No, absolutely. We got a beautiful stadium here. Beautiful. Come in, sit in, look at the arch, everything else around it. It's just fantastic. Hey, I want to talk a little about some of the, I'll call them the young guns that have really come up.
Yeah.
And really just have turned it on. I mean, Nolan Gorman, I mean, he is everything that we've expected since we've been hearing his name several years ago.
And I would tell you he's a little better. I'd read an anonymous scouting report a couple weeks before he came up that said he was he was not a big league defender at second base. Well, to this point, we're only a few weeks in, I dispute that. He's not going to be Robbie Alomar, or for old timers like me, Bill Mazeroski, but I think he's done a very nice job for a kid playing in which is virtually a new position for him.
Sure.
I think he is better than we thought he might be. And you know what I love about him is intentionally taking the ball to left center and left field when the pitch is that way. And that is very impressive to me.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Some of the other ones, how about, you know, one of my favorite, Juan Yepes. I mean, this guy is, he's been on fire here.
You know, the Pez dispenser is terrific. And I think that, when O'Neill starts hitting, Juan's going to have some trouble getting some at-bats. And as a couple more guys get healthy, Cardinals may have to make a decision. There may, I want to underline may, come a point where you say, we really like Juan, but he's going to be better served getting at-bats every day at AAA. I'm not saying that's going to happen.
Sure.
But we may get to a point that the numbers game could put him back in Memphis, but I think he's got a terrific future. I really like watching him play. And then the other guy we haven't got to is Brendan Donovan, who kind of snuck up on some of us who don't dive deep into the minor leagues all the time. And what a terrific ball player. And again, a guy who by design goes the other way. I dare you to put the shift on, watch this, and we'll shoot balls to the left side. You get him inside, you throw a nothing curveball in there, and he rakes it into the corner. He can play every position. I mean, he is a ball player. And again, I think because of his plate coverage and willingness to go deep in counts and hit with two strikes, that I don't think he's a flash in the pan. I don't think he's a guy, we're going to get the book on him and he's not going to be good. I don't think that's going to happen with him.
No, I agree. And that was one of the things I was going to bring up, is it seems like he is just very disciplined at the plate.
Yeah, beyond his years. Our pal Rob Raines did a comprehensive piece on him on his website today or yesterday, and you know, talked about he's always been kind of that scrappy and in a complimentary tone, dirtbag guy that does whatever it takes to win, learned how to play the game the right way, including, and as you alluded to, specifically the way he approaches at bats and never gives one away. Very early, obvious very early, the league is going to try to adapt to him. How does he adapt to what they do? And that's always the cat and mouse game, especially with rookies.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you see the teams around the second and third time around the league and see how things change and how they pitch to him.
Yeah, exactly right. And I'm anxious to see how it works, and I love the fact that Ali Marmol now has weapons, and if a guy is struggling a little bit or if it doesn't look like he fits a certain metrics profile against a given pitcher, that he has options. He's not saying, well, we'll just move this guy to the bottom of the order and hope for the best. He's got options and weapons that he can mix and match with.
Yep, you're absolutely right. One last question I got for you. What do you think of our two new pitchers, Yadier Molina and Albert Pujols?
Well, you know, when you're up by 9 or 10, it's nice to have guys that'll throw strikes. Now, often their strikes end up in the seats, but no, I tell you what, this retirement tour is going to get more and more fun as the summer goes on, especially if the Cardinals, and I expect they will, remain contenders. I was so fortunate to cover Albert from day one in spring training, and I'll tell you this, and I'm absolutely convinced of it, he smiled more in this, if you count spring training, 3.5 months, than he did the whole first 11 years he was here. And to see him going out with a smile on his face, contributing to a winning club, that's the way it's supposed to go. He's supposed to go out. I'm really, really happy for him.
Yeah, there's no pressure on him whatsoever. None at all.
No, and when they use him in the place that he's still really dangerous against left-handed pitching, the numbers don't lie. He will still eat up left-handed pitching, and there's a huge value for that.
Yeah, my son asked me when the Cardinals signed him, he's like, well, Dad, what do you think about this? You know, I mean, he's older, didn't really have a good seasons in L.A. I said, he's still Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
So there you go right there.
He absolutely right. And then he probably got overused against right-handed pitching early because there weren't a lot of options. Corey Dickerson, the lefty, wasn't hitting well. But then, as we said, Donovan and Gorman come up, left-handed bats that you can get in there. And I think look, every coach in every sport, their job is to put their players in a position to be successful. Now you can more do that with Pujols and those left-handed hitters. Ollie's in a pretty good position, I think.
Nope, you're absolutely right. Hey, Bob, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the program and hanging out with us, talking a little baseball. Let's do it real soon. We just had a great time.
Anytime. I love talking baseball. Love being on KMOX, and it won't be too long. I think it's 143 days until college basketball begins. So looking forward to it, and we'll talk soon.
That's right. Billiken's going to be ranked this year.
Yeah, I think most of the prognosticators, the early stuff, certainly have them top 30. We'll see what happens.
Yep, absolutely. Bob Ramsey, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Folks, that's Bob Ramsey. That's right, the voice of the Billikens, hanging out with us here on KMOX Sports Open Line. We're going to do a little bit of business. Still talking baseball. It is the Strike Zone, my friends. Rob Raines coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right, my friends. Sports open line here on KMOX tonight. On this hot Thursday night, Greg Damon hanging out with you all the way till 8 o'clock. We are still in the strike zone, and What's on Deck is sponsored by Chesterfield Fence and Deck. Of course, you can check them out at ChesterfieldFenceandDeck.com. Excuse me, ChesterfieldFence.com. And welcome back to KMOX's Sports Open Line. We're going to visit with Rob Raines. He's a Cardinals beat writer on STL Sports page. And, Rob, thanks so much for joining us here on the strike zone.
I'm happy to be here, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself on this hot Thursday?
Trying to stay cool. Yeah,
that's right. Trying to stay cool. That's what everybody's doing. Hey, want to talk a little about Cardinal baseball, obviously. Let's just jump right into it. Let's talk about Miles Michaelis's almost no-hitter the other night. Boy, that was sure exciting to watch, that's for sure. I just hated to see it getting broke up.
Yeah, I really kind of thought when he got through the start of the ninth that maybe he might get it. You know, you've seen guys come close before. Michael Walker a couple times in recent years, one, 2013, the exact same way, two outs in the ninth inning. But, you know, once he got those first two outs, I thought he might have a shot. But I understand, you know, it was tough that, you know, they got the hit there. But if you're going to lose a no-hitter on one out to go in the ninth, I'd rather it be on a solid hit that, you
right.
know,
right.
Was a legitimate, you know, well-earned, you know, hit, then you know, the one like where Walker lost his, you know, when Ryan Zimmerman just hit it like a little chinky infield single. And I know what Bader was doing, and all the outfielders, I mean, they were playing in more shallow than they normally do because they wanted to cut down that little bloop hit, you know. And I guess with the guy who was batting, Cal Mitchell, who's only had 11 hits in the big leagues, a rookie, you know, they thought there was a lot better chance of him hitting a little flare behind second base than it would have been hitting a ball to the center field wall. So they were playing the percentages, and it just didn't work out. He got close, I don't know, maybe inches, a foot, something like that, away from catching it, but was also close. But it just goes to show again how hard it is to get a no-hitter and how fluky it is, you know, that some days it happens and some days it doesn't. I mean, you look at, you know, as great a catcher as Yadier Molina is, as many years as he has in the big leagues, he's never caught one. You know, the fact that there hasn't been one by either team in St. Louis at the new ballpark. There hasn't, you know, Cardinal hasn't thrown a no-hitter in St. Louis since Bob Forrest in 1983. So those things are just, you know, really, really hard to get, and that's why it makes it so special.
Yeah, I guess Bud Smith was on the road. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
And so, okay. Yeah, Jimenez too in 99. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to ask you, so as a player, you know, as Miles is on the mound, do you think he gets jitters? Do you think he watches it? Do you think he can block it out?
Well, I think the pitcher knows. I think everybody in the ballpark knew. You know, anytime, you know, it's one of those old traditions that, and especially a guy like Miles, you know, he's always active in the dugout. He wants to talk to everybody. You know, he's a very, you know, fun-loving kind of guy. And the tradition in baseball is when a pitcher's got a no-hitter going, you leave him alone. You know,
right.
So he got kind of bored out there, you know, in between innings, don't even talk to him. He had to sit in the dugout and all by himself. So that gives you even more time to think about it. So it's, and that's why, you know, you don't see, you know, a guy with low six, maybe seven no-hit innings, but then it gets, you know, broken up more times than not sometime along the seventh or eighth inning. So just to get to as close as he did is still, you know, pretty historic in you know, Cardinal lore over the years.
Right. So let's flip it around a little bit. So here you are up to bat. You got 11 big league hits. I mean, are you –
I think you're playing with house money at that point. You know, there's no pressure on the hitter. I mean, he knows that the pressure's on the pitcher. You know, he's just up there trying to do his thing, and if he does, great, and if he doesn't, then, you know, you tip your cap for the pitcher. So yeah, I think everybody on you know, the other team wants to break up a no-hitter. They don't want to be no-hit, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these guys are all professional athletes. They all compete to win every day. And, mm-hmm. you know, still don't want to – they don't want to throw the goose egg up. There's no doubt about that. Hey, let's talk – go ahead. I'm sorry.
Pittsburgh, I was going to say, Pittsburgh already had a game of the year where they threw a no-hitter and lost the game. So they don't have that happen again. You know, too. That's an even rarer occurrence.
Hey, let's talk about Jack Flaherty on the mound. You know, he was obviously on a pitch count, and mm-hmm. he even said he was nervous and had to slow himself down. You know, it seems like Jack's been kind of injured here the last couple of years. You think this is going to be a continuing trend?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think, yeah, he really hasn't pitched a whole lot for the last 3 years because of the COVID first and then the way they brought him back and then now the shoulder thing. But he's still young. He's a terrific, talented guy. And I'm not, you know, once he gets, you know, back in rhythm and back in sync and you know, throwing every fifth day and stuff, I think he'll be fine. I mean, they certainly have the whole second half of the season plus to go. It's a lot of starts, you know, 17, 18 starts probably that he will make this season. So it's a lot of time for him to get right. And as long as that shoulder's okay and that he's healthy, he's going to be fine. So yeah, I'm a little surprised that he had so many nerves, but I think it was just because of the long layoff.
Oh, absolutely.
And the fact that he you know didn't really have he only had two rehab starts in the minor leagues. You know, which in retrospect probably was a mistake in judgment. You know, they probably should have done at least one more. But I don't know. He might have hit the same even after one more rehab start in the minors. He might have still had the same anxiety and nerves and stuff of getting back on the mound the first time. But now that's out of the way, so he doesn't have to worry about that again.
What about coming up here in Boston, Adam Wainwright versus Michael Wacha?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Well, yeah, that's going to be a great – I mean, that's everybody's going to tune in for that.
Wacha's been pitching really good for them. You know, he's had – you know, he's kind of probably been out of sight, out of mind for a lot of Cardinal fans after the last couple of years because he pitched for the Mets, then he went to Tampa Bay and had some injury stuff of his own that he was kind of dealing with. But he's been off to a really good start for them. And we know I think Wainwright will be excited to get up there. It's just, you know, he did, of course, pitch in the playoffs up there, but didn't the World Series, but has not made a start at Fenway in the regular season in his career. So that's kind of a rarity by itself. So, you know, this is as much as I'm not really a fan of interleague play, which I know is, you know, going to change next year when you're going to play everybody every year. But the kind of series where you go to Yankee Stadium or go to Fenway, that is fun. I mean, I think you tune in for those games a little bit more than you would some, you know, Pittsburgh or, you know, Cincinnati or somebody like that.
Nope, absolutely. Can't agree more. So let's talk a little about Paul DeJong. I mean, he's actually playing really well now.
Yeah, he got off to that start. I went down and saw him about a week or so after he got sent back to Memphis. We had a really long conversation. He got real, you know, in depth, I think, comments about, you know, what he was going through and how he was going to try to fight his way out of it. And I think he's finally started to do that and turn around a little bit. Now, where it's going to lead, I don't know, because I'm not sure exactly what possible role he might have in St. Louis right now, the way that everybody else is kind of gelling a little bit. Maybe kind of be a DH or a late, you know, kind of slide around when he could move Edmund back to second and he could go into short in the late innings or something if you're ahead. But, you know, I think that the best thing for him, the best way for him to get back to the big leagues, whether it's in St. Louis or somewhere else, is just to do exactly what he's doing, which is keep his head down and work hard and try to, you know, hopefully get some results. And it's not even so much the home runs or the results. It's just about the way that he's swinging the bat and the way that, you know, he's kind of getting back in the rhythm of doing things the right way that he'd gotten kind of strayed away so far away from so over the last couple of years. So I'm happy for him that he's playing well and that hopefully he's going to give himself another chance to get back to the big leagues.
You know, I really congratulate him for saying, yeah, you know what, you want to send me down, that's great. I'm going to go down, I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to do that. There's a lot of big league players that wouldn't accept that assignment.
Well, he would have had to be released if he didn't do it. I mean, he had about a month. There was about a month left under the terms of the basic agreement where the Cardinals could option him, and he really had no choice if he wanted to continue playing, but to accept the assignment. Now, if he'd gotten past that 5 years of service time, which was, I'd say, he would have hit probably about a month later than they made the move, then he could have had the right to refuse the assignment and become a free agent. But, you know, I think he knew that he had to play better than he was playing. I mean, you know, everybody in baseball, you know, you're your own worst critic, you know, as a player. I mean, you think that, you know, everybody else has their own opinion about what you're doing, media included and fans included, but the player knows better than anybody else, and a player is going to be harder on himself than anybody else. So he knew he wasn't right. He knew he wasn't helping the team, and he knew he had to find some way to fix that.
Yeah. Speaking of that, somebody that a lot of folks here in St. Louis were down on, how about Matt Carpenter up in New York, man? That guy's turned it on.
I'm happy for him, too, because I think no matter what happens the rest of the season, and if he retires at the end of the season, at least his career is going to end on a little better note than it would have had it ended after the last couple of years in St. Louis. So I'm happy for him for that. And I think the Yankees, I give the Yankees credit for going out and getting him, because it's kind of like when they traded for Luke Voit a few years ago. You know, I mean, Carpenter's got exactly the kind of swing that's going to hit home runs at Yankee Stadium. And in some of those other you know, American League ballparks, which are smaller ballparks, I think some of the balls that he's hit for home runs in Yankee Stadium would be outs on the warning track in St. Louis. So I give the Yankees credit for figuring that out and for going out and getting him, and I give Matt credit for sticking with it and having some success. As I say, I'm happy for him that no matter what happens the rest of his career, he's got a little bit more of a positive way to end things here than how they ended in St. Louis.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Rob, thanks so much for joining us here on the program tonight. And, man, love talking baseball with you. Let's circle back and get back on it real soon.
Anytime. Happy to do it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks so much. That's Rob Moraines. He's a Cardinal beat writer for STL Sports Page. You're listening to KMOX's Sports Open Line. My name is Greg Damon. We're going to do a little business. Coming back up, we're going to talk strike zone. Going to be a little different strike zone. Devin Alexander is going to be up next. Stick around.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to The Strike Zone, powered by Graybar on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
That's right, KMOX Sports Open Line. You're listening to The Strike Zone here tonight on KMOX's Sports Open Line. My name's Greg Damon, hanging out with you on this tepid Thursday night, this hot Thursday night here in the heart of Mid-America. Well, folks, we're still in The Strike Zone, but I want to bring in our next guest. This man knows a lot about throwing strikes, only not necessarily on the field, in the boxing ring. Hey, Devin Alexander joins us here. He's the unified WBC IBF light welterweight champion, also the IBF welterweight champion, and he joins us here on KMOX's Sports Open Line. Devin, how you doing, my friend?
My man. How you doing, Greg, my man? Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. And I got to tell you, Devin, I also love calling you my friend as well. We've known each other for quite some time, and man, what a great athlete, what a great success story you are for St. Louis here in the world of boxing.
Yeah, yes, I worked hard my whole life. The journey started when I was 7 years old. I didn't when I first went to that gym, I didn't know it was going to turn out to be what it was today. I was just doing something to make sure I stay off the streets, make sure I don't get in trouble, make sure I kept myself busy. That's all I did it for. And it ended up changing my life for the better, and it ended up taking me to things that my life didn't think it would become. You know, because where I come from, you don't usually get to those places that I've been. You either end up dead or in jail. So I'm grateful and thankful that I was able to stay focused and make it to the top of the boxing game.
Yeah, absolutely. Grew up in Hyde Park neighborhood. I got to tell you, Devin, so folks listen to KMOX. Devin is all over social media. I got to tell you, Devin, you're one of the most positive people I've ever met in my life.
My dad taught me that. That was one of the things he always told me. Every tournament, it didn't matter how good I was, he always said, "That's good. Always stay humble." You know, he was never excited. He was never jumping for joy. I told him I won this, the biggest tournament ever. He's like, "It's good, son. Make sure you stay humble. You know, treat people like you want to be treated. And you're nobody, nobody. I don't care how much you got. You can have $1 million. You can have a dollar. Treat everybody the same." So that's where I got it from.
Yep, absolutely. 27-7 with one draw. I got to tell you, how do you do this? How do you go from one weight class to another weight class and win a championship?
Man, hard work. Hard. People don't understand how hard boxing is. People don't understand just how hard. Where anybody who's done some boxing training just say they know just how long 3 minutes are, or is how long a fight can be. They know for sure. And, you know, they'll be huffing and puffing when they do their boxing training. It's like, how do you guys do that for 12 rounds? You know, so it took me hard work. Boxing is 90% mental and 10% physical, to be honest. Because mentally, you got to be able to say, man, I'm going to go over and take care of business and do what I got to do. I don't care who I fight. He could be the strongest person or the weakest person. I'm going in there and get the job done. So it takes hard work, dedication, and confidence.
We're visiting with Alexander the Great, Devin Alexander, two-time boxing champion. And Devin, how do you get the mental state of wanting to get into a ring and just start throwing and trying to avoid getting hit?
Oh man, that's a good question, because I get that question a lot. And when I try to tell people, because I get a lot of people that say, I want to box, man. They see me do it. They see other people do it. They say, I want to box, man. Put me in there, please. So I usually say, nah, I can't do that, man. I say, you're a good dude, man. So if a person keep asking me, and I have did this plenty of time, if a person keep asking me, I usually take them to the gym, teach them how to fight a little bit, and put them in there to spar for the first time. Usually after they spar, they don't come back. Because the mental aspect that you got to have is through the roof. You got to be able to take a good shot and say, okay, and come back and get yours. And it's mentally exhausting for a person who don't have that mental capability to do that. You know, so it takes a lot in boxing. And me personally, I don't want my son to do it, because I know how time consuming and how dangerous it is, because you got to have a certain level of focus and drive and kind of be, you know, kind of crazy to want to get hit for a living.
Right.
But some people, you know, have that in them, and I had the heart and I had the ability to do it. So I was able to do it, but it's tough. It's a tough sport.
You talk about, we got a couple minutes left here. You talk about how hard it is and how hard it is to take a punch. I remember watching your last fight, and I didn't even know it until I talked to you. It's like you tore your bicep while you were fighting, and you still kept fighting the rest of the rounds.
Oh, yeah. That was my first time experiencing something like that, too, in my last fight. The first round, I came out. I was feeling good the whole first round, and all of a sudden I threw a punch and I felt a sting in my arm, and I didn't understand, like, huh? Oh, wait, what? You know, what was that? So, you know, of course I'm a professional, and mentally I'm gonna keep at it. And then I tried to throw it again. I said, oh my God, something is wrong with my arm, and I cannot throw this thing. So I had to mentally just do what I can, let my opponent not know that I'm hurt, and make it through this thing out of here.
I got to tell you, man, I've watched many of your fights. I think you're just a fantastic boxer in the sense of, you know, you're always targeting the person. What are you going to do now? So what's up next for Devin Alexander?
Devin Alexander, I got two more fights in my contract with Al Heyman. I have two more fights, so I'm going to fulfill that. But I got a lot of things that I want to do outside of boxing that I'm working on, especially starting my own promotion to get the kids that want to box, get them in the ring, you know, and get them to fight and doing something physical, get them off the games. I got a lot of things. I love working in working with kids. I mean, absolutely love working with kids. And that's my passion. So after I retire, if you want to see me, you'll see me working with the kids and motivating kids to do something positive in their life. That's what I'm working on. But I got two more fights on my contract, so I'm working on my next fight now. So I'll make sure to let you guys know for sure what I'm going to be doing.
You bet. We're going to have you back on right before your next fight. So what timeline do you think it have? We got about 10 seconds.
I'm thinking about next end of July, I'm thinking.
All right. Fantastic. Well, champ, I got to tell you, thanks so much for joining us here on Sports Open Line tonight. Always great to talk to you, man. We'll talk real soon. I'm going to have you back on before your next fight.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, my man. I enjoy being on.
Thank you so much. Hey, that's okay. The champ, Devin Alexander, two-time champion in boxing, hanging out with us here. Folks, that's going to about wrap up KMOX's Sports Open Line, the Strike Zone. I hope you had as much fun tonight as I did. My name is Greg Damon, and we'll be back soon with all sorts of great stuff as well. Again, folks, it's the Strike Zone coming to you from Sports Open Line on KMOX. Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.